Exciting news coming through yesterday, so we've got to catch up to get more details from Mary Carroll at Capricorn Enterprise. Good morning.
Hey, Mary.
Good morning, Pinky and Banksy.
Top tourism towns being nominated include Mount Morgan, Rockhampton, Yeppoon, and Agnes Water 1770. Aren't we doing fine?
Go Central Queensland.
Yeah.
Top Tourism Town Award 2021. Isn't it fantastic?
So yeah.
There's a Top Tourism Town Award for towns above 5,000, so mm-hmm. that's the category that Rocky and Yeppoon are in, and then under 5,000 people, which is the category that Mount Morgan and Town of 1770 Agnes is in.
Brilliant. Beautiful.
Just, and of course, living here, we know it's already the top town for us, but how do you actually get...
Yeah, how do we win?
Yeah, a top town award.
How
what is
a trophy?
Well, the Top Tourism Town Award, whoever wins both categories will get a $25,000 prize.
Ooh.
It's a company called EarthCheck in Brisbane that'll help with marketing and stuff.
Okay.
And then anyone that wants to jump online and nominate, it takes 2 minutes, honestly. It takes 2 minutes. You answer which town you want to win mm-hmm. in the top tourism and the small tourism, and then in 250 characters or less, you say why, and you go into the draw to win a $2,000 Apollo package.
What?
Oh, my.
So we can win as well just by voting?
Yes.
We don't even have to pay for our democracy sausage. This is amazing.
It's like one for you, one for the town.
One for you, one for the town.
But you can only vote once.
Okay.
They know.
Make it count. And so where do we go to do the voting, Mary?
So you jump on the Queensland Tourism Industry Council website. I know that's a bit of a mouthful, but QTIC, as we call it, is the actual state industry body that's mm-hmm. running these awards.
Yep.
And then whoever wins in Queensland goes to the national awards. And because this is the first year, everyone wants to win it, of course.
Oh, got to be first to be number one. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, when you want to be the best, the top tourism town in Queensland and the nation. So it's a pretty highly sought after competition. So pretty exciting.
And what do we have to say on these nominations about why it's our top tourism town? Like, it's got good playgrounds or great
streets.
They make
a good parma.
Whatever you like.
Okay.
See, I think the more innovative, maybe might make you win.
You've
just got to say whatever you like, as long as it's less than 250 characters, because it will stop you typing after that.
Okay, yeah, well, everyone's used to Twitter and 40 characters anyway, so.
Exactly.
I say parks and gardens in Gladstone, I say pineapples on the coast, and I say beef statues in Rockhampton.
Oh, and the golden nugget at Mount Morgan.
Oh, and the golden nugget at the mountain.
Love Absolutely. A beer there.
Yeah, and Absolutely. 1770, just everything?
Yeah. Well, we're really thrilled to have four towns nominated for the Top Tourism Town Awards, Mary, and I'm sure we'll be in touch. Do you know when we get to find out the winner?
In May.
Not long. There we go.
Voting goes till the 26th of April, so people have got a while to vote.
Yep.
Share it with your friends. And the whole idea, of course, we locals will vote because we love where we live, don't we?
Yes.
Oh,
but the idea is that we get our visiting friends and relatives and our, people we know elsewhere to vote for the top tourism town. So we've got a few days left to vote and then it'll be announced in May. So it's pretty exciting for the region, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good job, CQ. Good job, Mary, and we'll share the link now for you to click on and do your voting at our Facebook page, Triple M Central Queensland.
Thanks,
Mary.
Best
radio station.
Fantastic.
In CQ.
Thanks.
Awards.
Do we get a vote for our station as well? Like, that's why you want to live in CQ.
Absolutely. We live here because of you two.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.